Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Why didn't you stop them from coming into the country? We did. It has gotten worse. The statistics of your own department show that the flood of people coming illegally across the border has gotten worse under the Biden administration.
So I wouldn't call it a flood.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
Emergency, a tidal wave, an earthquake.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
It's not going to go back to normal. We can't deny that we're going to have to live with COVID.
About 23% haven't gotten any shots. And that distinct minority is causing an awful lot of us, an awful lot of damage for the rest of the country.
Look at you. Why don't you do something with your life? Sit around here all day. You contribute nothing to society.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I don't care what they say here in the studio that R. Kelly is a R&B crooner. I'm going to call him a rapper. So try what I'm about to tell you, not destroy your faith in the integrity of the hip-hop community. R. Kelly has been found guilty this afternoon of sexually abusing women, boys, and girls for decades. The I Believe I Can Fly crooner was convicted on all 9 counts, including racketeering and violations of the Mann Act. They should rename that the Chuck Berry Act, because he was until R. Kelly, he was probably the most famous guy who was ever convicted of violating the Mann Act, which prohibits the transport of any woman or girl across state lines for any immoral purpose. I think they got Jerry Lee Lewis on that too, by the way, at one point, or they tried to get him on it. He faces 10 years to life in prison. The jury of 7 men and 5 women deliberated for about 9 hours before reaching their unanimous verdict. It was in the federal courthouse in downtown Brooklyn. All right, 844-500-4242. A lot of stuff to get to here in this hour. I think we're going to talk a lot about the budget boondoggle, the $3.5 to $5 trillion human infrastructure, which is the new euphemism for welfare, human infrastructure. And they're putting out lists of all the stuff that's in it. One of the fun things I find humorous. I mean, it's a drop in the bucket compared to all the money there is in it. But $3 billion for tree equity. Did you know there was such a thing as tree equity? Apparently there is.
Yeah, we've covered that in the Week in Woke.
I know, but it's still amusing to see it, isn't it? It just means that supposedly in urban neighborhoods there are fewer trees, so we need tree equity. So have you ever seen what happens when urban administrations, usually Democrat mayors, try to plant trees in these areas? They don't have a lot of people who know a lot about trees, and it's kind of unfair to the little saplings that they put in there because they don't last too long in most cases. They say giant oaks from little acorns grow. Not if the little acorns are planted by Democrat mayors or Democrat governors in these blue states. Not gonna happen. All right. 844-500-4242. Now, the next story I'm about to read you, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of all the people who are reporting hate crimes, especially on college campuses. In August, last month, someone painted several racist and offensive slurs on a building at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, a pretty high-ranking school.
Barbaric.
That's where they conducted the LSD experiments on then-inmate Whitey Bulger back in the 50s, the Emory University Medical School. At the time, local news outlet WSB-TV reported that the Emory Autism Center has become the target of several crimes, including burglary and vandalism, including graffiti of racial slurs and swastikas. The TV station said breathlessly, "The area where racial slurs were reportedly written along the walls are near the workspace occupied by two African-American women, and a swastika was in a hallway near a Jewish man's office." And a spokeswoman for Emory University said, "These acts will not be tolerated and every effort will be made to bring the perpetrators to justice." Because Emory University is committed to fostering a safe and inclusive campus for all faculty, staff, patients, and their families. And by the way, the state of Georgia has just passed recently a law that bans and adds additional punishment for so-called hate crimes. But now, I guess you know where this story's going, Taylor, right?
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Yeah, so the guy that was finally arrested was someone named Ray Lee Gordon Jr.
Was he black?
Well, that's the obvious question. The College Fix reported that the school was refusing to reveal Ray Lee Gordon Jr.'s race and that he hadn't been charged with a hate crime, even though this new law has just been put on the books in Georgia and such slurs would typically, you would think, warrant hate crime charges. The school also refused to provide a copy of the police report, arrest warrant, or photos of the alleged vandalism. Well, in a random act of journalism, and this is almost as surprising as the hate crime itself and what happened was unsurprising, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution finally obtained an arrest photo of Gordon, and they published it. They published it. And yes, Taylor, you were correct.
I'm shocked.
He's black. The College Fix noted that the school knew this but refused to say so for more than a month. The school told the Fix on Thursday, I guess this was after the mugshot had actually appeared in the newspaper, "Unfortunately, we are unable to share any additional details beyond what is in the statement. Emory is unable to share personnel information and cannot speculate on his intentions." Oh, I wonder why. Even though the state has a new new hate crime law on the books, just passed.
Well, only white people can commit hate crimes. We know that.
Well, I guess so. I guess that's the lesson here. It's the lesson they don't want to talk about. 844-500-4242. By the way, outside the federal courthouse in Brooklyn, R. Kelly's mom has released a statement just now.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yes. Yes, he is. That's what they said. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free question. That's the toll-free number, excuse me, of the Howie Carr Show. I'm looking at some other stuff here. This tax package, it was supposed to be voted on today. It's not just a tax package. It's the infrastructure, the human infrastructure, which is the biggest welfare boondoggle since the Great Society in the 1960s. And we know how the war on poverty worked out. Poverty won. So the congressman from Texas, Kevin Brady, he's a Republican. He's issued seven pages of arguments for Republicans to use against the tax package that's coming out of committee. And that the tax package, it's out of the Ways and Means Committee, and the chairman of that is Richie Neal, former mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts, who we know as the Sheik for his laughing at about 9/11 and President Bush having to jet around to find a safe haven. He and Marty Meehan, who is now the $665,000 a year president of UMass Amherst, of UMass, the University of Massachusetts overall. They were joking about Bush having to seek an airport where they knew there weren't terrorists operating. Democrats want to give the U.S. one of the highest corporate tax rates in the world, higher than all our major economic competitors, including China. Cutting those rates in 2017 helped spur a strong Trump-era recovery. Ordinary Americans, not billionaires or trillionaires, as Joe Biden likes to say, would pay most of the estimated $900 billion corporate tax hike through lower wages and benefits. The Congressional Joint Tax Committee backs him up, saying within 10 years, low and moderate income taxpayers will pay two-thirds of the corporate tax increase. Surprisingly, this view is shared by the left-wing Tax Policy Center, which says Dementia Joe's plan would raise taxes on 75% of middle-class families within a year and 95%
over... Only corporations and people making over $400,000 a year are going to pay an additional tax.
We must have a more prosperous society than I thought because, the Congressional Joint Tax Committee says 75% of the people in the country are going to get tax increases in the next year. So that must mean that 75% of the people in the country are making over $400,000 a year. 844-500-4242. Eden Pure is bringing back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With more than 100,000 units sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. It starts working in a matter of minutes to cleanse the air in your home and to help you start breathing better. And there are no costly air filters to replace, saving you hundreds of dollars, not to mention aggravation, every year.
So last week, cooking a meal, I brought my Thunderstorm from downstairs upstairs. I forgot to put it back downstairs. I went downstairs over the weekend, noticed a smell. And usually with a Thunderstorm, I don't notice a smell, but since the Thunderstorm was missing, there was now that dank basement odor.
Mildew.
Yep.
Moldy.
Yep. So... this behooves you not only to take advantage of this special, but make sure that you have at least two Thunderstorms wherever you need them.
Yes, you definitely need two if you have more than one floor. And even if you have more, you're in a ranch house, as they used to say, you probably need one for each end of the house. Find out what you've been missing. Get a Thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the Thunderstorm to get rid of any odor or your money back. You have nothing to lose. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners this week only. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells like we had last week in our office here. Tobacco and basement smells are gone in no time with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 3rd at midnight. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
That's Billy Preston. I was listening to him this weekend, and I thought of his great line. We should probably pull it out as we talk about these tax increases, Taylor. Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war on poverty? We're all, so everyone who works for a living, we're all soldiers in the war on poverty. We were all conscripted. They ended the draft in 73, but the war on poverty goes on, even though it's the biggest losing proposition in American, if not human, history. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Follansbee Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follansbee Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to follansbeeinn.com. It's a great place. Grace can tell you about it. They have wonderful views, wonderful rooms, and wonderful breakfast too. The owner is from New Orleans, and he's a great cook in the traditional New Orleans style.
Yes, and by the way, Howie, it's perfect in the fall. I mean, any season is great at the Fallen's Bee, but I particularly love the fall season because you can, you know, watch the leaves change colors and have a cozy breakfast. It's just perfect.
What's that? What is one of the great breakfasts? Every time he comes on, I listen to the breakfast.
Eggs Benedict, blueberry waffles.
Oh, that's what
like
I was thinking
said,
of. Blueberry
a lot of it,
waffles. Yeah.
A lot of it has Southern inspiration, so you get some grits going. It's just absolutely delicious. Hash, homemade hash.
Ooh, that's great stuff, too. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Does college make people stupid?
Yes, it does.
88% say yes.
Yeah, people are saying, well, it depends. It depends on what? Come on. When was the last time you saw somebody smart coming out of college who didn't go in smart or wasn't indoctrinated? 844-500-4242. Pelosi caves punts on bipartisan infrastructure bill to Thursday. That means she doesn't have the votes yet. FBI data shows unprecedented spike in murders nationwide in 2020. What happened in 2020? Were there a lot of riots? The real insurrections were in 2020, weren't they? There was arson, murders, looting across the country, billions of dollars in damages. Meanwhile, John Hinckley, who shot President Reagan, will be granted unconditional release. Unconditional release. Isn't that wonderful? In better news, odds for a Republican takeover of the Senate keep getting better. There's a Herschel Walker who was with Trump in Macon, Georgia on Saturday night. He is now up by 5 points. He's leading the Reverend Raphael Warnock by 5 points. 5 points! It's pretty early for a challenger to be leading an incumbent, even one as flawed as Reverend Warnock by 5 points at this stage. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Mr. Carr, you are an irritant for which there is no cure and no relief, and your program is excellent.
Thank you.
If you need any accolades, your program is the accolade, sir.
Thank you.
And that being said, yep, it is the accolade. And that being said, I don't want to talk about the 13 dead servicemen, and I don't want to talk about the 1,000 unvetted Afghans coming into the country practicing Sharia law. I don't want to talk about the COVID-infested migrants pouring across the border, and I don't want to talk about the economic disaster looming on the horizon. Instead, I want to talk about horses and imaginary whips. I want to talk about peaches and cream. I want to divert. I want to be deceptive. I want to doublespeak. I want to evade. I want to camouflage.
Well, we get it. We get it. So this is what Mayorkas said about the Border Patrol after he basically convicted them without a trial, even though as Jay said, they didn't do anything. Cut five.
Because I've worked very closely with the men and women of U.S. Customs and Border Protection for many years, many, many years, and they are heroic what they do. And I saw their heroism displayed in Del Rio, Texas, last Monday when I was there on the ground. And that is emblematic of who they are, their commitment to this country, their talent, and tireless dedication to mission. I'm incredibly proud to work alongside them.
Is this what you call Orwellian? Even Jake Tapper picked up on it. Cut six.
The nice words you said about them, you should probably share with President Biden, not just with me today.
No kidding. Laura, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Laura.
Hey, Howie. I wanted to ask your opinion on something. I tend to watch a lot of news. I watch from different countries, try to kind of get a good perspective on what, somewhere in there I figure is sort of accurate. After Matt Lauer was fired, I was really interested in that because nobody really gets fired ever for anything.
Right.
And so I started watching. I was watching the news like a hawk. And if I went back, I watched the Thanksgiving parade. And, he's shaking in his boots. Al Roker was freaked out. Wolf Blitzer was peeing in his pants. Allison Camerato was just, like, giggling.
We're out of time, Laura. But you know what Jeff Zucker said about Chris Cuomo? Said, the only punishment we could give him would just be for the sake of punishment. Well, isn't that what they give everybody else in the U.S.?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
At this time, every Monday, we like to check in with our fan base, our loyal audience of listeners, viewers, readers, who like to send congratulatory messages in every form, voicemails, emails, texts, tweets, every way. And they send them to me, they send them to Grace, and we have a special segment that we do, and we call it Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right. So it's most of the hate mail is for me and Grace, sometimes for Taylor and even Jared as well.
Yes, and I haven't been cutting it up lately, so I think it's getting harsher because sometimes I try to sugarcoat things for us a little bit here, but that's no longer the case. So I hope everyone...
No need to sugarcoat it.
I hope everyone's prepared.
What, you think this is on the level, Grace?
This is like your license plate lottery. All right, Howie, so the first hate mail we have here comes after your column in which you were taking credit for abolishing the call to abolish the FBI. The Wall Street Journal ran a piece titled Abolish the FBI, but you claim that you were there first.
3.5 years ago. Yes. Now, and I was excoriated then. If we'd have had hate mail Monday then, I would have it would have been nothing but about that column.
If we had had Hate Mail Monday then, Howie, I think we would have really had a lot to cover with the stuff you were writing, especially back then. But this column, I didn't think it was going to get that much hate because it seems like something that would, you know, cross the aisle. But it did. One person writes beneath it, Howie Carr recommends abolishing the FBI. Putin, Trump, and the KGB would love that.
Wait. It turns out, according to the latest indictment, that the FBI and Hillary Clinton were conspiring with Russians to make up stuff about Donald Trump. Does this person know that?
I want me to guess? I'm going to guess no.
That's the proverbial rhetorical question.
Now, this is a whole new person. This is a whole new nut job.
But you know, the thing, the best message under that column was they should just change the name of the FBI to the DBI. The Democrat Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah.
That would be, or even better, I thought, the DBF, the Democrat Bureau of Frame-Ups.
You're not going to smell any Trump support at the FBI, that's for sure.
Yeah. If you want to hide something real good, just stick it in one of the FBI's law books. Just ask, look at Brian Laundrie.
This person writes, first of all, the Wall Street Journal did not call to abolish the FBI. Rather, this was an opinion piece by Holman Jenkins Jr., who is as much of a screwball as Howie Carr. He is a certified Trump bum kisser, a COVID denier, and an all-around nutcase. The fact that Howie is talking about this as if he has any influence is sad in itself.
I didn't say I had any influence. I just said I was there first.
By the way, this is the Howie Carr hate mail segment, not the Holman Jenkins Jr. hate mail segment. So leave him out of this, sir.
Although he was on the wrong side of the market basket fight a few years ago, but he's since repented and has become a COVID skeptic, not in the Alex Berenson class, but still he's up there. And you know, again, who can defend the FBI's handling of the Russian collusion hoax?
It turns out people who suffer from TDS can defend it. It's amazing all the things they can defend nowadays. Howie, I do want to play a couple of these voicemails before we move on. Let's do cut four, please, Taylor.
Yeah, Howie, I just think that your show is a shame to the conservative listening audience. You're always out there spouting some propaganda. Tune the dial, have to listen to your shit. I'm so sick of it.
It's a shame. Did he say it's a shame? Sounds like Joe Biden mixing up his words.
Yeah, he also sounded very sad.
Shouldn't it be a sham?
Sounded like low energy Jeb.
Oh, by the way, we forgot to mention this on Friday. We got some a tweet late in the show. Did you see what happened with low energy Jeb?
No.
He's got a new house built on Walker Point in Kennebunkport. And so I guess he must have been, you know, taking a long weekend or whatever. So he decides to go over to the CVS in Kennebunk. He locks himself out of the car.
Oh.
Don't you hate it when that happens? Please. Especially when everybody in the CVS is taking pictures of your embarrassment at your idiocy.
Please clap. Do you think anyone in the parking lot? I bet they clapped when they got the door unlocked when AAA came. I bet everyone clapped. That's what you do when you get a door unlocked.
Please clap.
Do we know how he finally got out? Did someone drive over from Walker Point to give him a key, or did he call AAA, or what happened?
I didn't call the CVS to follow up. I'm sorry.
There's no real journalist left.
He's kind of like yesterday's news.
Please clap.
All right, now, how are you all? Speaking of yesterday's news, you also wrote a column about Mitt Romney, Mittens Willard, as you like to call him.
Yes, he threw his hero, Dementia Joe, under the bus last week.
Yes, and one person comments underneath this column, Mitt Romney, along with Liz Cheney, seem to be the only Republicans with a moral compass.
Oh, my God.
Howie, you are pathetic down at Mar-a-Lago, Trump worshiper, and it is poison for America.
I am not down at Mar-a-Lago. Correction, not yet. I'll be down in Palm Beach next week, but Mar-a-Lago won't be open for a while. By the way, this is Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney's soulmate, and she's running for re-election in Wyoming, and I think the odds are against her, but cut 39.
A vote against me in this race, a vote for whomever Donald Trump has endorsed, is a vote
like she doesn't
for somebody
know.
Who's willing to perpetuate the big lie, somebody who's willing to put allegiance to Trump above allegiance to the Constitution. Absolutely.
You mean the big lie like Russian collusion hoax? Is that what you're referring to? Or the big lie, I have a plan to deal with COVID-19, or the big lie, the border is closed? How about the big lie, we're not going to leave any Americans behind in Afghanistan? Which of those big lies?
Why don't you go way back and do the big lie, weapons of mass destruction? We're going to go a little bit.
Yeah, Daddy was involved in that that one, wasn't he?
Just saying. Howie, another person writes, sorry, Howie, stick to your 4-hour infomercial every day and leave the heavy lifting to the real reporters. Mittens will roll over at the next opportunity to stab Trump and the Republicans in the back.
Well, is that news? I mean, he's been stabbing Mitt in the back. He's been stabbing Trump in the back forever.
Oh, this is a really good one by Margot. She writes, Trump, she quotes you, and this is the quote, Trump is also a Republican. That didn't help matters, needless to say. And then she says, Trump became a Republican when he thought it would benefit him. At least Mitt Romney has always been a moderate Republican.
Ha. Moderate Republican equals Democrat, especially if you're Mitt Romney anyway. It certainly does.
Let's also play cut two, please, Taylor.
Nobody wants to hear 45 minutes of Kamala Harris sound. Please go back to being funny again. Joe Biden clips, not funny. Kamala Harris clips, not amusing. Do something original. Go back to having your own material. Stop relying on tapes from D.C.
But I can't compete against Joe Biden when he's at the top, or should I say the bottom of his game.
Let's or play. Should you say the booster of his game?
That's Kai. That's you anticipated me. Cut 20.
The booster line is if you're fully vaccinated. The bottom line is that you're fully vaccinated and you're highly protected now from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19.
So the booster line is I'm going to continue to play Biden whenever I can. Kamala, not so much.
I was going to say, how could you play Kamala? She doesn't leave her house.
Yeah, I don't think we've had 45 minutes of Kamala Harris in the 8+ months since they were installed.
Yeah, I was going to say, we haven't had any Kamala sound since the debates when she was calling Joe Biden a racist. By the way, Howie, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years.
Yes, I had some Piantedosi bread twice this weekend.
Ooh, that's always a good weekend.
Yes, I was shooting crew that I was on Saturday. They ordered out from the 110 Grill in Maynard, and last night I ate at the 110 Grill in Wayland.
You're a 110 Grill kind of guy. The food there is so delicious.
Cheeseburgers.
Oh, so good.
So good.
One of my favorite cheeseburgers ever. I don't know what this one entails, but it says Howie's employees, so I'm a bit nervous. Cut one, please, Taylor.
Howie, let me get this straight. Your employees include Grace, who majored in Royal Family Studies at Providence College, Jared, who believes every conspiracy theory ever because he saw it on Star Trek, Taylor, who thinks he's a low-rent Frank Sinatra, and Matt, who takes Toy Story so seriously that he thinks it belongs in the nonfiction section. Where did you find these people, Nerd Recruiter?
They do okay. I got no complaints about my staff.
Yeah, I think we're all nerds, but that's how you end up in this industry. I'm sure you were a bit of a nerd yourself there, Captain.
Yeah.
Mr. Bridge Team Captain.
Yes. Yep.
Wait a second. New England champions, pal. Okay? There can only be one New England champion every year.
You're becoming more nerdy as you say that. There can only be one New England champion.
Every year.
And you have your little glasses on today, too. By the way, Howie, I tweeted out one of my Spectator pieces, and U.S. of Banana Republic wrote, "Good grief, Grace. Oh, good grief. More of Grace babbling about whatever. Odd how Grace is silent on the Australian tyranny for someone who thinks she's in the know. So much more important news will never come out of Grace's corporate media compliant mouth. Sad, sad, sad."
Well, One of the problems is with reporting on Australia is that the government has pretty much shut those people down, the broadcasters. It's hard to get good sound.
Well, it's also weird because I've heard a lot of complaints, you know, Howie, about you, about me, about things we report on. But I didn't know people thought I was like a corporate sellout. I didn't know that. It's good to know. Oh, and by the way, I have one more that I would like to play. And Howie, oftentimes when I give you hate, you always say, "I don't know what this is in reference to." I'm not sure what this is in reference to, but we'll play it. Cut three.
Oh, yeah. Grace is tough. She grew up on the rough and tumble streets of Milton.
I don't think I ever pretended to be tough. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, I don't think you ever did either.
She doesn't have to pretend. She is tough.
You don't want to mess with me. Get off my lawn.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you, Howard.
It's hard to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients you need throughout the day if you keep a busy schedule. Work obligations, family, friends, and hobbies, all of these things can get in the way of the essential self-care that makes you the best parent, spouse, friend, and employee you can be. That's why Super Beats Heart Chews are an essential part of my daily routine. They give me a boost of energy whenever I need one, twice a day, whenever you want to take one. And they're great for your blood pressure, your circulation, your heart. It's just a great product here.
Yeah, and Howie, I know you tend to take them in the morning, but they're also really good after a meal because a lot of times people want something sweet after, but then you can kind of get that crrash, that sugar crash. With these, they taste really good. You feel like you're having a little candy after your lunch or dinner, but you feel good afterwards. It actually gives you more energy.
They're wrapped in foil like candy, but it's not, as Grace says, it's not just empty calories and refined sugar. It's it is great for you. Because Super Beats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a special ingredient, grapeseed extract, that is unique to Super Beats Heart Chews. Grapeseed extract, see, Grace took one. She's having one as she goes out the door. Grapeseed extract has been the focus of scientific research for years due to its high concentration of antioxidants, which supports cardiovascular health and overall wellness. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. You can't find this quality of grapeseed extract in just any product. This grapeseed extract is clinically studied, quality tested, traceable to the source, scientifically shown to support blood pressure and blood flow and healthy blood pressure. Healthy blood flow means more energy the way nature intended without the jittery caffeine or stimulants, and they taste great. Ask any of the VIPs that have come in here in the last few months. They all have loved it when I've given them their own Super Beats heart chews. Healthy blood flow means more energy the way nature intended without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. And just two delicious chews a day gives you the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats heart chews. Get your Super Beats heart chews today. This is the bag right here. I'm holding it up for the social media and Rumble. Today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie, and when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the Century House in Peabody, where you can enjoy fall comfort foods such as their tender steak tips and moist stuffed chicken breast. Visit them today and enjoy.
He regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Hey, Howie, you mean it.
Oh. He wasn't in the hate mail Monday today, but Taylor threw him in anyway. Oh, we didn't get to him. Oh, okay. All right. So, you know, a lot of people have speculated that Joe Biden has a plug in his ear, you know, an IFB or something like that, so that he gets his instructions or he's corrected when he uses the wrong word, as he so often does. And the Limerick guy points out that if he didn't have a bug in his ear, he never would have figured out that he had said booster instead of bottom. No way. And again, you know, oftentimes when you say the wrong word, you immediately catch it in your mind and you correct it instantaneously. And Limerick guy's got a point here, because this, he says booster and it takes him, I don't know, maybe 5 seconds to correct himself. Listen to it one more time.
The booster line is if you're fully vaccinated, the bottom line is that you're fully vaccinated and you're highly protected.
Good catch there, Limerick guy. I think there's no way he couldn't have had something in his ear. He didn't know what he was saying. And he's just reading too. That's the thing. He's reading off the teleprompter and he doesn't know the difference between booster and bottom. Natalie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Natalie.
Hey, I wanted to talk about tree equity in poor neighborhoods, Howie.
have you seen how badly those trees are treated in poor neighborhoods, or any urban area, basically, right?
Au contraire.
No?
Would that it were, Howie. My brother lives in St. Louis, and we drove through the northern part of that city, and you all talk about a white-knuckle ride. There are block after block after block that have been burned out and abandoned, and the prairie is reclaiming all of those blocks. No one dares go in and rebuild in them. And there are large public housing buildings which have been abandoned for decades. And they look like Mayan ruins. They're completely encrusted in thick groves of mature 30-foot trees. They're in there. You just can't see them.
30-foot tree? 30-foot?
Oh, yes, Howie. The nature is reclaiming. So I don't think we need to be spending $3 billion to plant trees. Mother Nature is taking care of that.
I've seen aerial shots of Detroit, and there's been so much of Detroit has been abandoned that parts of Detroit actually now look like farmland. You're right, and they have these buildings. They look abandoned, like the old farmhouses that you see in rural parts of New England. You know, in these overgrown stone walls, but what I'm saying is, if it's in a neighborhood, you know, where people still live, the trees never make it. And it doesn't matter if it's a poor neighborhood or a rich neighborhood, the trees have a very low rate of survival. But I'm sure tree equity for $3 billion will take care of this problem everywhere across the fruited plain. I'm Howie Carr.